Most offices are designed to run very efficiently. If there are occasions where a staff member will be absent for an extended period of time, these situations are usually planned for well ahead of time and usually do not create a major problem in the office. It is the short-term unexpected absences of staff members that can create a bigger problem for a well-functioning office. How do you adjust in your office for the unexpected staff absences that occur? An article titled "How to Manage Short-Term Staff Member Absences" by Roger Levin, which appeared in the May 2017 issue of the Journal of the American Dental Association, Dr. Levin addresses this specific question. He notes that most offices have specific plans in place to take care of long-term planned absences, such as staff vacations, but often do not have a specific plan for short-term unexpected absences for such things as sickness or emergencies with family members. Dr. Levin suggests that you should develop a plan in your office to manage both scheduled and unscheduled absences. To do this, he suggests that you go through a decision-making process, such as asking the following questions. How long will the staff member be out? What office operations, clinical, administrative, or management, will be affected, and can the office function without the staff member during this time? There is a big difference between a few hours and 2 weeks off. If the staff member's position needs to be covered, what are the options? Internal options include expand part-time hours, cross-train other staff members to take on additional duties. External options would be to call a former team member to fill in, bring in a family member who can handle the position during the absence, or contact a temporary agency. Dr. Levin notes that not all practices have part-time staff members, but if you do, one solution is obviously to extend their hours if they're willing to do that. Another internal solution is cross-training one or two staff members to handle the absent employee's duties. This is something that is easier to do in the administrative area of a practice because it is much easier to cross-train administrative staff members versus clinical staff members. If you are fortunate enough to have a family member who has relevant experience, this can be a good solution for a short-term staff absence, and if this is not possible, a last step would be contacting a temporary staffing firm. But if you do this, Dr. Levin warns that you need to check out references and reviews and contact colleagues who have used the firm. The bottom line of this article is that you need to develop a variety of training and staffing strategies to manage short-term absences. You can find this article in the May 2017 issue of the Journal of the American Dental Association.